Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Shrine,
Hello.
speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Her name is Jasmine Kelton and her phone number is 714-458-5884.
Thank you. You can go ahead and transfer.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hello, Jasmine.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Hi, my name is Shireen and I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. Can I go ahead and have you confirm the spelling of your first and last name, please?
Yes, Jasmine, Jasmine. Last name
Y.
Kelton, K
I'm
E
sorry.
Y N
Yne. Okay, thank you. And then last name?
Kelton, Kelton.
Thank you. And then can I have you confirm your phone number as well?
714-458-5884.
Okay, thank you so much, Jasmine. Again, my name is Shireen and I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
You said what I'd like to say that I participate. You said it one more time.
Would
I'm
you
sorry, it's been a
like to
while.
see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I did not.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
And have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Who would this
Thank
be in
you.
regards of?
Who would this be in regards to? For
Yeah.
Jasmine Kelton?
Oh, for yourself. Okay. And then what kind of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian cancer?
Okay. And then what state are you located in?
California.
California. And how long ago were you diagnosed? Or when, what's your date of diagnosis?
The date of the diagnosis was April 11th, 2024.
Okay, thank you so much. Again, I am very, very sorry to hear that you went through that. How are you doing now?
It's okay. I'm doing fine. I'm doing much better now.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. I'm going to try to make this process for you as
Thank you
quickly
so
as
much.
possible and go through all the required questions. What is the name of the facility of where you were diagnosed?
It was out here in Long Beach. The name of the hospital. Oh, it was the Whittier Hospital, PHI Health Whittier Hospital. I'm sorry, PIH Hospital. Yeah.
Or PIH Health Whittier Hospital?
Yes.
Is that 1240, 12401 Washington Boulevard in Whittier, California, zip code 90602?
Yes.
Okay. And then, what is the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Margaret Jerez.
Okay, you said Dr. Margaret Jerez?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Jarez.
Do you happen to have her phone number by chance, or do you want me to pull it from Google?
You can pull it from Google.
Okay. And then is she the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes.
And was that at the same facility as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me write that down. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay, no problem.
And then what was the date that you started your treatment?
When did I start treatment? I started my treatment on April. I don't really remember what day I started my treatment.
To the best of your knowledge.
Hold on, let me better put my on the remember. I started my treatment on, I believe it was April 20th. Sorry.
Okay, 2024.
Yes.
And what kind of treatment did you receive?
I received chemotherapy.
Okay. Anything else?
And I also had partial hysterectomy.
Okay. Thank you so much
right
for that.
And my right ovary removed also.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand name more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Okay. And then on average, how many times a year did you use hair relaxing products?
Approximately 7 times a year.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
What is your date of birth?
3/28/89.
Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
And do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also use hair relaxer that you recall at this time?
No, not okay. Not at this time.
And what state did you use the hair relaxer in?
California.
Okay. And what month and year did you start using hair relaxer?
I started using hair relaxer probably about, August, September until 2016.
And when did you stop using hair relaxer?
Actually, the beginning of March in 2024.
Okay. And then you said you applied these products. Was it weekly or monthly, would you say?
Monthly.
Monthly, okay. And then how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer products? Was it 9 years?
About 8 years.
8 years? Okay.
Yes.
And then did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon at home or both?
Both.
Both? Okay. When you did it at home, where did you purchase the products from? What stores?
The beauty supplies, the local beauty supplies.
Mm-hmm. And then when you did it professionally, what salon did you do it at?
I don't know. I would just get the products and take it with me. I went to a salon in Long Beach called Expressions Hair Lounge. But I would just always bring my own products with me.
Okay.
So.
Expressions Hair Lounge is that on 1067 East Artesia Boulevard in Long Beach, California, zip code 90805?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just pull their information. And then what product did you use? What
the
name brand product?
Dark and Lovely by L'Oreal.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, and then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
You said did it start 2 or more? No.
So the question's asking, so when you first started using hair relaxer, which was, you said, August 2015. So you used it regularly for 1 year, which brings us to
2016.
Oh, 2016, I'm sorry. Okay,
yes.
Let me go ahead and fix that. Thank you for correcting me.
Yes.
Okay, so the question's asking, I'm sorry. It's asking when you first started using it in August 2016, when you started using it regularly for a year, so that brings us to 2017, was your cancer diagnosis 2 or more years after 2016?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And then can I have you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And then I have your first name as Jasmyne. Is that correct?
Yes.
And last name, Kelton?
Yes.
Okay. And then your social?
623-529-115.
Okay. And then can I have you give me your email, please?
JAIRENEE28. @gmail.com.
Okay. And then your phone number is 714-458-5884. Is that your cell, your home, or both?
Both.
Okay. And then can I get your current full address, please?
603 East 9th Street, Long Beach, California, 90813.
Okay. And then do you have a copy of your medical records, or does the hospital have them on hand?
Yes, the hospital has them on hand.
Okay. And then if the attorneys did need these medical records, would you be able to provide them by mail, electronically, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Not live with me.
Okay. And who is this person to you?
Close friend.
Close friend. Can I get your close friend's phone number, please?
Yeah. 562-505-8090.
Okay. And then can I get their first and last name, please?
Yes. Adrian.
A-D-R-I-A-N.
Yes. A-N-N-E.
I'm sorry. A-S-N-E.
No. A-D-R. I-A-N-N-E.
Oh, N-N-E. Okay, last name?
Yes. Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is review the information. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay? So you do want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit. You don't currently have an attorney. You have used hair relaxer products within the last 20 years, and you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer roughly around April 11, 2024. I have your diagnosing doctor as Dr. Margaret Juarez. That is, she's located at 12401 Washington Boulevard in Whittier, California, zip code 90602. And her phone number is going to be 626-572-3230. This is the same as your treating doctor as well, same treating doctor address and same phone number. You were diagnosed in the state of California. You used your hair relaxer roughly around 7 times a year. I have your date of birth as March 31st, 1989. Is that correct?
No,
March
28th.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I don't know why it came up on the 31st. Okay. So I have your date of birth as March 28th, 1989. You used hair relaxer products in the state of California. You started using it roughly around August 1st, 2016 and stopped using it roughly around March 1st, 2024. You used hair relaxer products 8 times a year. I'm sorry, you used hair relaxer products for 8 years. I'm sorry.
Yes.
You did it both at a salon at home. When you did it at home, you purchased from Beauty Supply. And when you went to a salon, you went to Expressions Hair Lounge, located at 1067 East Artesia Boulevard in Long Beach, California, zip code 90805. And their phone number is 562-422-4400. You used the name brand Dark and Lovely. In regards to your treatment, you started your treatment roughly around April 20th, 2024. You did chemotherapy, a partial hysterectomy, and you had your right ovary removed. Can I have you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. I have your first name as Jasmine, J-A-S-M-Y-N-E, last name Kelton, K-E-L-T-O-N. I have your social as 623-529-115. I have your email as jairenee28@gmail.com. I have your phone number as 714-458-5884. I have your current address as 603 East 9th Street in Long Beach, California, zip code 90813. And I have your emergency contact as your close friend who does not live with you. Her name is Adrian, A-D-R-I-A-N-N-E. Last name Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Phone number is 562-505-8090.
Yes.
Is there anything you'd like me to change?
No, that was everything.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do, the system's generating the documents. The next step in the process, I just need a couple signatures from you before moving forward. Should take a couple minutes or so. Or, I'm sorry, it should take a minute or so.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, you should receive a text right now from DocuSign. I'll have you go ahead and put me on speaker.
Okay. You said go ahead and DocuSign. Let's see.
Yeah, so you're going to get a text that's going to have my name on it, Shireen Sakala, DocuSign, and then there'll be a link attached to it.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll have you go ahead and click on that link. It's going to ask you to agree to electronic records and signature, and then it's going to have you hit start, and then it's going to prompt you to all those signature fields where you need a sign or initial. Once you're done, let me know. It'll say finish on the bottom.
Okay.
No worries. Take your time.
Okay. Here, it's almost like I have to do a dust sign. Oh. Okay.
All done? Okay, perfect. Yes. I just received it on my end. So Jasmine, with this being said, so the way this is going to work is the attorneys are going to receive your file and they're going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days, depending on how busy they are. Be on the lookout for their call. Keep in mind it is a weekend, so it probably might wait till Monday or Tuesday. But be on the lookout for their call because they won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you. It is a quick phone call.
Okay.
It's about like a couple minutes or so. They just need to verify everything we went over on the phone. I also just sent you a text from a 949 number. That's my direct line. So if you have any questions or concerns in the meantime, that will be my main point of contact. And if I need to reach you for any reason, I'll be doing so on that 949 number. But Jasmine, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm happy to hear that you're doing better now, and I'm wishing nothing but the best for you. And I hope you have an amazing day.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. You too.
Thank you. Of course. Bye-bye.
Okay.